Sooner or later, when you least expect it, there comes a point of no return, a dead end from which there seems no escape, a moment in time, a moment of crisis.
Hey, mister. Hey, how about a ride?
Has that ever happened to you? You're in your car at an intersection, waiting for the green light, and someone steps off the curb and taps on your car window and asks for a ride. And you steal a nervous sidelong glance and then click your eyes straight ahead, pretending you didn't hear or see, praying for the light to change so you can leave the fellow behind, so you can forget him. After all, who knows what kind of maniac he might be? Better not to be involved. But suppose, in the next few seconds, you meet him again, and this time you're defenseless. In a moment, we pursue that line of thought in a tale of suspense called The Appearance of Evil. Tonight's tale of Crisis. And now, Act One of The Appearance of Evil. Dusk mingles with exhaust fumes. At the intersection, the first car in the outside lane is an expensive late-model station wagon. The driver is a smallish man, middle-aged, his hands gripping and tensing on the steering wheel. And at the curb, a hitchhiker, a large young man, relaxed, confident-looking. And then he ambles over to the idling car and peers through the tinted glass.
Now, what does that big palooka want? He's coming up to the car. Now, pretend I don't see him. Come on, change, light, change.
Hey, mister! How about a ride?
Colossal nerve. Come on, change.
Hey, you're going to Eureka?
Oh, they're getting more nervy every day. Lousy hippie bum. Ah, there's the green light. Nobody's safe on the streets anymore. Oh, what the? What's wrong with this car? Come on, come on, come on. Get going, get going. Oh, great. Go on, by me. Can't you see I'm stuck? Maybe it'll coast over to the curb. Oh, yeah. What's the matter with this thing anyway? Nothing. Yeah, maybe I flooded it. Well, I'll see if there's anything I can do. Swanee gas. Oh, why do they make these cars so complicated?
Hi. Having trouble?
What? Oh, it's you, the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't pick you up.
That's all right. It's how it always is, right?
What?
Oh, something always follows you up when you're in a hurry. Let's have a little look. You wouldn't be out of gas, would you?
No, I got plenty of gas.
Hey. Oh, here you go.
What?
Here, see this wire? Pulled right out of the coil, probably jarred loose.
I'll stick it back in.
All right, see if she'll turn over now.
All right.
Hit me. That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, now I'm expecting to give him a ride.
Hey, you want me to shut the hood?
What?
You want me to close the hood down?
Yeah, oh, yes, if you would, please.
You want to get some friction tape and tape that wire to the bottom of the coil so it won't get loose again?
Yes, I'll do that. Thanks very much. Let me pay you.
No, that's all right. I'll tell you what, though.
Yes?
I could use a ride.
Well, I guess I owe it to you. Go around and get in.
All right, going on a trip?
Why do you ask?
Well, you got a lot of suitcases in the back.
Oh, yeah, well, not very far.
I'm trying to get to Eureka.
Yeah, I'm not going that far.
How far are you going?
Well, just a very few blocks. Actually, I'm very busy. Otherwise, naturally, I'd be glad to take you.
Oh, that's fine. I'll ride as far as you're going. Okay if I smoke?
I guess so.
You want one?
No, thank you. What is that?
It's a joint.
Marijuana?
Sure.
You shouldn't be smoking that in here.
They never bust you when you're driving along in a car.
No, it's not just that. I'm a doctor. I don't want anyone to smell the stuff in the car on my clothes. You understand.
All right.
I'll put it out.
Thank you.
You happy now?
Yes, thank you.
And what kind of doctor are you?
Yeah, what kind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a family doctor.
Oh. Kind of nervous for a doctor, ain't you?
Nervous?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous.
I sure look it.
Well, to be frank with you, I have a policy about picking up hitchhikers. I just don't believe in it.
Oh, that's all.
I mean, you can understand how I feel. You never know what you may be getting yourself into. I mean, you're an unknown quantity. There are other means of transportation, you know, buses, for instance.
I'd rather thumb.
I see.
Hey, come on. You don't have to be afraid of me.
Do I? I'm not afraid of you. It's just that...
Yeah, you are, though. But you don't like my looks, right?
Oh, I didn't say that.
You think I can't tell? See, I analyze people. I take you. You're not too crazy about my clothes and my beard.
Why, I didn't say anything about your clothes or your beard.
You didn't have to. Look at you. You're a guy, middle-aged, got it made, nice clothes, nice car, plenty of money. You don't relate to a guy like me.
Well, that's not it at all.
You pretend you didn't see me back at the stop signal, right?
Well,
You wouldn't have picked me up if I hadn't walked across the intersection and got your car going for you, right?
Well, it's not that.
Hey.
I...
Wait a minute. What have we got up your head?
Huh? Oh, it must have been an accident.
No. Now, there's two cop cars. They're stopping everybody. It's a roadblock.
A roadblock?
Yeah. They're waving us down. Must be something big. Yeah. No, in a second. Here comes John Law.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening. What's the matter?
We're stopping all cars going out of town. Can I see your driver's license, please?
Yeah, my driver's license.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's my wallet here somewhere. Oh, here, take the wallet.
Will you remove the license from it, please?
Oh, all right. Let's see. Here somewhere. Oh, here.
Thank you.
May I ask what the trouble is, officer?
You still reside at this address and the license, Mr. Winkler?
What?
Do you still live at 3216 Fairway Avenue?
Why, yes.
All right. Thank you. Here's your license back. May I see some identification from you, sir?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Sure, man. Hey, what's going on? Can't you tell us?
Well, one of the patients has escaped from the mental hospital in town.
Well, I guess Dad can vouch for me, right, Dad?
Is this your son, Mr. Winkler?
Hey, man. Hey, why all the fuss over some poor guy from a nut house, huh?
Well, it happens he murdered a doctor to get his keys.
Good heavens. You have a description of him?
Well, that's the trouble. There's nothing much yet to go on. The only thing we know at the moment, the man is very unpredictable, and he's a killer. And that's why we're checking every outbound car.
Yeah, well, my son and I were just on our way to Eureka.
Okay, well, go ahead and take off and take my advice. Don't pick up any hitchhikers.
You're not saying much.
What is there to say?
You're pretty cool back there.
Well, you wanted me to say you were my son, so I said it.
Oh, well, it saves a lot of hassle. Believe me, when they're looking for someone to pin something on, the first guy they bust is some poor hitchhiker.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Well, that's the way it is. So your name's Winkler?
Yes.
You want to know my name?
No. I don't want to know anything about you. I just want to take you to the next town and let you out.
Okay. Suits me. Hey, I bet I know what you're thinking. You think I'm the killer they're looking for. Is that it?
Sure, that's it.
I never said that, did I?
But I analyzed you. That's it, isn't it? Why didn't you turn me in back there?
I don't want any trouble. I don't want to get involved.
You really think I'm him, don't you?
Look, I don't care who you are or what you've done.
Hey, man, it isn't me. You think I'm crazy? You think I killed someone?
No, it's none of my business.
You're scared. You're scared of me.
I'll drive you where you want to go.
You don't have to be scared of me, Doc.
All right, whatever you say.
Hey, were you serious? You're really going to drive me all the way to Eureka?
Well, if that's where you're going.
Great.
You ever been there?
Where, Eureka? No.
Well, is this the right road?
You got me. I thought you lived around here.
Well, I do. But I've never been to Eureka. Well, it's been a long time. Years and years.
You got a map in your glove compartment?
I don't know.
Yeah, have a look. It's locked.
Oh?
Want to let me have the key? Or maybe it's on your ignition key ring.
I suppose it is. Yes, that's where it is. I don't want to stop along this road.
Well, there's a gas station or something up ahead. Yeah, it looks like a drive-in. Hey, why don't you pull in there and ask directions? Come to think of it, I haven't eaten yet today. How about you, Doc?
No, we won't stop.
Well, I thought you could ask directions.
Well,
besides, my backbone's rubbing my belly button.
All right.
I mean, if you don't want to, that's fine with me.
No.
Your car.
No, we'll stop. I'll buy you something to eat.
Oh, you don't have to.
Besides, I need to use the restroom. All right. Now, when the car hop comes, you order a hamburger for yourself and whatever you want to drink.
What are you having?
Nothing. I'm not hungry.
You're sure not?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm going to find the washroom. I'll be right back.
Hey, Doc.
Yes?
You wouldn't be pulling a fast one on me, would you?
What do you mean?
Listen, man. I could see the payphone from here.
What?
The phone booth. It's right over there by the building. No, I sure hope you don't have any idea about calling the police, do you?
Well, of course not. I wouldn't do that.
Because honest to God, Doc, I'm not the guy.
I won't call anyone.
Good. Because I'll be watching the phone booth.
You, miss.
Yes, sir?
Walk over here with me.
Hey, what's going on?
Please, I need your help.
Well, I'm supposed to deliver this order.
Just let me come into the kitchen for a second.
Well, sir, what do you want?
I can't talk out here, please.
Yes? What is it you want?
Did you see that car I got out of?
The tan station wagon? Yes.
The man in it is wanted by the police, and he knows I am onto him. Now you've got to call the police.
Well, sir, there's a payphone right outside.
I know there is. He's watching it. He warned me not to try to use it. Now, you must have another phone inside here somewhere.
Well, we do, but it's for business calls only.
Can't you see this is an emergency? Haven't you heard what happened down in Garberville?
No. I guess I didn't.
Well, a doctor in the sanitarium there has been killed. A man escaped. One of the inmates. I have that man in my car. Tell them I picked him up in Garberville and he's in my car.
Okay, I'll call them. Can I deliver this tray first?
Can't you get someone else?
I'm the only girl on duty. There's just the cook and me. I'll be right back.
All right. Wait. Where's your restroom?
Outside, around back.
All right. But please hurry and make that call. Tell him I'll stall as long as I can so they can pick him up.
Okay, I will.
And hurry.
Well, you two are fine enough.
You order your food yet?
Looks like they only got one girl on duty. There she comes.
Yes, sir. Have you decided?
I won't have anything. Oh,
Just a cup of coffee. What'll you have?
Well, listen, I don't have any money.
That's all right. I order anything you want. I'll pay.
Well, just a hamburger and a cup of coffee.
That'll be one burger and two coffees. Anything else?
No. Just be sure you get the order right.
I understand, sir.
All right, let's have a little music.
All right.
Mind if we play the radio?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Hey, man, thanks for buying my dinner.
It's all right.
You sure are a nervous cat.
You said that before.
You look into your watch all the time.
Well, I'm just checking the time.
Hit the spot. You, Doc, I don't want to say anything, but you're driving way below the limit, you know?
No.
Hey, keep looking in the mirror. Nobody following us.
Yeah, I know it.
I thought you were in such a hurry.
No, not anymore.
You know, Doc, you really ought to try my kind of life for a change. Hey, you meet some interesting people. I'll take you, for instance. Now, you're a real interesting guy. I mean, what's a doctor doing with three cases of shoe samples in the back of his car?
What are you talking about?
Well, I got curious while you're in a john back at the drive-in.
You opened the suitcases?
No, they're locked. But the little tag on them says, contents, sample shoes, valueless except to owner. That's curious.
You had no right to do that.
Oh, now don't get sore. Like I say, Doc, I get a kick out of analyzing people.
I see. And what does your analysis told you?
You're a shoe salesman.
I am a shoe salesman.
Yeah. Only that kind of life probably isn't too exciting. So you make out like you're a doctor. How close am I?
That's insane.
I mean, it doesn't make any difference to me what a guy does. Whatever turns you on, I will see. You want to play like you're a doctor? Fine. Just don't try to operate on me.
Well, they finally got here.
What'd you do?
I'm going to pull over and get you off my hands.
You called the cops?
I certainly did.
From the driver?
That's right.
You called the cops on me?
That's right.
All right, both of you, move out of the car very slowly and keep your hands up where I can see him.
He's the man you want. He's the hitchhiker.
Well, we'll take care of him.
Oh, you got my message then?
Your message?
From the drive-in.
Yeah, we got a phone call from the drive-in.
Well, that was from me. He was hitchhiking in Garberville, and I picked him up. I knew right away he was a killer.
You just keep your hands up. There you go.
What are you doing? Why do you have to handcuff me? You got it all wrong.
Did we?
Listen to me. I had the car hop make the call.
Car hop?
Yes, she was calling for me, from the drive-in.
The only call we got was from a party named,
Tarantino.
Yeah, Tarantino.
Yeah, that's me. I called while the guy was in the restroom.
You called?
Good thing you had your eyes open, Tarantino.
What are you talking about?
Well, I could see the suit he was wearing didn't fit. He was unfamiliar with the wallet he was carrying, and nervous? Very nervous.
Yeah, well, he would be. After he killed the doctor and got out of the sanitarium, he killed a man named Winkler and stole his car. This car.
You're crazy. You're all crazy.
See, I like to analyze people. And I knew, right off, this guy was a nut.
Well, so much for our curbstone psychoanalysis for this evening. If all of this proves anything, it's just that you can't really tell much of anything by appearances, can you? The essay really should be a caution to both the hitchhiker and the one who would pick him up. We called it The Appearance of Evil, and it featured Jim Kelly, Dick Stokey, Paul Lewis, and Shirley Aries. This is Jim French. Join us again next week for the next production of Crisis.